All right, guys, how you doing? You guys.
Who's you guys?
The next show. How you doing? Well, okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're the one that yesterday claimed that you did not have a name for this program.
We don't.
I'm just going Diamond
Actually,
Talk.
Actually, it's just Diamond Talk.
No, it is.
3 hours of Diamond Talk.
Don't wrap your taco if you...
Or Sad Radio.
You coined that name, Don't Wrap Your Taco, because nice. I was in the middle of wrapping said taco.
Call your show.
What are y'all doing?
Just call your show Don't Wrap Your Taco.
If you don't have anything
for the hell of it,
just once or twice
today. Just advice.
Yeah.
Instead of a title, just
don't
be
wrap
advice.
Your taco.
Don't
it's 9:59.
Let's go.
I'm a big fan of the Diamond Talk, by the way.
Oh, thank you, dude.
We're a big fan of yours.
Quite often in a position where I'm driving home from the ballpark after doing a late show, and always enjoy your perspective. There's no joke here. There's no punchline.
I
just seriously enjoy it.
We're waiting for it. Yeah.
I love
so guarded at this
I love
station.
Ducey on the morning show with the Musers. Not to say he did a bad job with you guys
Me too.
Today.
Yeah, it's
one of my favorites.
The dynamic of Gordon and Deuce.
Going back and forth.
Oh, do you like that, Goose?
It's comedy genius.
Just call me Goose.
You the Goose. I'm used to getting the Goose on right about this time.
First time Tuesdays. I've ever done morning drive at this station without wearing a cup. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I was going to say, how are you feeling today?
You're welcome.
What's it like?
I don't know.
Liberating.
Maybe we should have kicked you. I don't know.
You're so good at handling Gordon, though.
I have an odd respect for Gordon, and I can't.
Sure.
I can't explain it. And I get such a kick out of their show when I listen to it that whenever I'm able to be a part of it, I just kind of jump at the chance.
But being
so it's
the
fun.
Straight man the whole time to Gordon's insanity is, to me, is a great comedic element that is very underrated on this station.
Yeah, the Christmas shows were good when George and Craig were out, and it was just the two of you, and
well
you were
produced.
At the helm.
Well produced.
Yeah, very well produced. Yes,
I'd already erased that part from my mouth. I honestly didn't remember what you were talking about.
I came across some old... Maybe it was during the Rotten Radio when Gordon was doing a character and he kept working into like, this was Spot is Paid For by Mike Ducey. I think it was Ed Carter's Sportsline too, which just wasn't very good. But it was just always very funny between you two.
What I enjoy about Gordon is he thinks it embarrasses me to sing. That's the one thing I'm not embarrassed to do,
you love
which
it.
Makes no sense given my personality. But for some reason, he'll throw the Oklahoma song, I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No. Oh, we'll see. Mike, he'll tease that. Mike Ducey's going to sing that coming up next.
And meanwhile, during the break, you're just clapping.
Yeah, finally, somebody asked. I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No. I'm in a terrible fix. You know, practicing. There's no problem.
You've been waiting your whole life.
Too. That was a greatness.
For somebody to be the person to just tee up what you've always wanted. Your heart is crying out. It's finally time
just
to shine.
Show tunes running nonstop through my head.
Can we have a sing-along before we get out of here?
Hell yeah.
Sure. Problem is I'm not sure that I know the words to the songs that he knows the words to.
Well, Mike could probably lead us, and then we could all just kind of jump
Lay
in.
Lay out.
Oh, right. We see fit.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
Memorial Day.
Live for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Words.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because this flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, but at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the minute shot we gave that light to see. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend us still today. And there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.